Welcome to Bear His Cross, a Christian podcast that strives to help you develop and build your daily walk with Christ through biblical lessons and teachings. Join me and special guests as we travel the biblical road together, learn more about God's Word, and enhance our relationship with Jesus Christ.
And welcome back to another podcast for Bear His Cross. I'm David Marks, your host, and we're so glad you're joining us. If you have been following along in the series that we're currently doing, you know that we are discussing the last days. And that's been part of the series. If you haven't listened to the podcast before this episode, I would ask that you do so, so that you have a little bit better understanding of what we've been leading up to. But if you have, and you're joining us for this one, this podcast episode will discuss the last Antichrist. And we're going to start by reading the scriptures in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, starting with the first verse. Paul writes this, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as the last day of Christ is at hand." So Paul had been writing this letter here, to comfort them, because some of them thought that they were already in the last days, that they had missed Christ reappearing, that they had missed the drawing up together. Someone had forged, obviously, a letter that they thought Paul had sent, and it was not the case. And he continues in the third verse, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." Fourth verse, "Who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." This coming person is known by those in the realm of Christian belief as the final Antichrist. Let me clearly state that there are many Antichrists who have come before and they still live today. This figure that is being discussed in this podcast and that is being discussed by Paul in this letter to the Thessalonians is the final Antichrist. So let us ask this question, who is the final Antichrist? First, let me begin by stating that believers will not see this man. That is according to how I have read Scripture, and we've covered that again in earlier and previous podcasts. So if you haven't listened to those, go back and listen to them. We will be taken out of the world before the final Antichrist enters the scene. And let me begin by giving you some background on another religion known as Islam. And that's important, and I'll give you understanding as why we discuss that. The Muslim religion, known as Islam, has two different books which they use in their structure of belief, the Quran and the Sunni, also known as a Hadith. The reason that I bring these up to you is going to be important for the understanding which will be given in this podcast episode. To fully understand the point being made, I need to give you a little background, and it is all important. Let me begin by stating that this is an interpretation and speculation. I'm sure that there are many biblical scholars, both secular and spiritual, who would argue the point that I am making. I do not want an argument. The faith fact is clear that the Bible clearly states of a final Antichrist, one who will sit and he will fit himself into the mold of someone who has been prophesied about not only in Christianity, but about in the Islamic faith. Second, let us dive into how Muslims feel about Jesus. Now, this is very important for what is going to take place because I do feel like that Islam is a satanic religion. I do feel like it is a counterfeit religion, and so the Jesus we will discuss will be a counterfeit Jesus. The Muslim Jesus, the counterfeit Jesus, and they believe that Jesus lived. They also believe that he did not die. They believe, just being Muslims, he was ushered away into heaven much like Elijah, where he sits with Allah today. Since Jesus did not die, he did not provide a sacrifice, and therefore is not the atonement for our sins. He also was not resurrected because he didn't die. Therefore, Christians' hope in him as atonement and life-giver is false to the Islamic faith. Islamic faith teaches that this false version of Jesus, the counterfeit Jesus, will return from heaven to partner with the Mahdi, or the 12th Imam. He will defeat the returning Jesus we accept as Savior, and we'll talk about that more a little later on, and then we'll marry, have children, die, and we'll be buried with Muhammad. This, of course, is a false prophecy. It is a counterfeit prophecy. It's Satan's version of the end of times counterfeit to pull people away. And again, I'll discuss more of this in the next podcast episode on the false prophet. We'll talk about that more too. So what does all this have to do with the last Antichrist? Well, let me enter a preference here to my last conversations about the Mahdi, the 12th Imam. Before I do, let me give you some scriptural references. Revelation 13:1 states, I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns were 10 crowns, upon his heads the name of blasphemy. Know this first, that I believe the Bible to be the true word of God. I believe it to be the only true word when it comes to religious or spiritual matters. Any other religion is false. So if you're listening to the podcast and you want to pull in this one or that one and try to commingle it with Christianity, you cannot do that. It only has to be the Word of God. It only has to be the Bible. Therefore, the Islamic faith is a false faith. It's a counterfeit faith. It's full of false gods, and I think that false god that presents that would be Satan. The prophetic writings of the Mahdi, the 12th Imam, is a counterfeit prophecy of the last days and the last day prophecies. Let us now look back to what this counterfeit writings teaches. The Islamic faith teaches that the Mahdi will come to slaughter all that do not convert to Islam. His army will go nation to nation to punish all those who do not follow the Islamic faith and Sharia law. And I know many of you today have heard of Sharia law because you hear that in the news with those who are in control of places like Iran and the Taliban. Okay, this is the Islamic Savior. His armies will march under the banner of a black flag with the word punishment written in white. You've probably seen this before. This is what they actually carry as some of those who practice Sharia law today. Now, according to the Islamic prophecies, he will slaughter all the Jews and establish his kingdom on the Temple Mount. Now, if you have ever done any kind of study into Revelation, does this start to sound familiar to you? Of course, if you have, you know that it does, but let me continue. According to the last day prophecy in Islam, the Mahdi will bring rain, crops, and wealth. He will make peace agreements with the Jews at certain points of time and with the, quote, West for 7 years. He will ride a white horse carrying a sword to kill the infidels. Now, let's look at Revelation 2. Quote, and I saw and behold a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. I know that now you're starting to put the puzzle pieces together, but let me continue on to what is taught in the Islamic last day prophecies. The Mahdi will discover, quote, hidden scriptures around the Sea of Galilee that will teach Jews and Christians that they have been wrong the whole time. He will then be worshipped by the Islamic Jesus, the counterfeit Jesus, and will battle with a false version of Jesus, and Jesus returning to say he is God's son. So according to the Islamic prophecies, there's going to be a Jesus who comes, who is their Jesus, who is what we know as the counterfeit Jesus, and he's going to battle with the Jesus who says he is God's son. As I stated earlier, any prophecy that is not in the Bible is a counterfeit prophecy. Satan has deceived many in this faith to believe in a false Jesus and a false teacher known as the Imam that will be the final Antichrist in our world. So let us look at Old Testament references in Ezekiel 38:2. Quote, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief priest of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him. The Antichrist is identified as Gog in the land of Magog. Daniel 7, chapter 7 and 8, he is identified as the little horn. Daniel 7:25 states, And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given unto his hand until a time and times and the dividing of times. See, this last Antichrist will dominate the world. This is not a great peace bringer or truth teller, even though that's what he professes himself to be. He's actually going to make a counterfeit peace. He's going to make a false peace with Jews and Christians for some time, maybe 3.5 years, and then he's going to try to slaughter them. He's going to kill them. Even though it's prophesied that he's going to bring about wealth and peace, and he's going to bring about this false text that he finds that he's going to say is a new text of religion, he's going to be a false teacher. So everything that he does will be fake. Everything that he does will not be true. And this is also something that we're warned about, not only by Old Testament prophets, but also by New Testament prophets like John, who wrote on the island of Patmos. So this is not a great peace bringer or truth teller. The last Antichrist will be against Jesus as spoken by Daniel. And this is what Daniel said. And through his policy also shall he cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the Prince of Peace, but he shall be broken without hand. Now, let me tell you a little bit of why this takes place. Because when Christ returns, he's not going to go to physical war, because by speaking, he will annihilate this Antichrist. Annihilation will be done. God spoke the world, God spoke the universe into existence, and by speaking, he will also destroy it, along with this false Antichrist, this false Christ that's going to come. Now, the Mahdi is going to be one who proclaims himself to be God. And as a matter of fact, religions are going to have a hard time with him, because he's going to push the Islamic religion for some time. But here's what's going to take place. See, the Antichrist eventually is going to be so egotistical, he's going to be such a narcissist, that he doesn't want people to worship anyone but him. And that's going to be propagated and pushed and published by the false prophet, who's also going to try to force people to worship him also. And I do think that's a reference to what they're talking about in the Islamic prophetic text, that he's going to find this new hidden scripture. He's going to find these new hidden texts close to the Sea of Galilee, and that's what he's going to capitalize on to try to tell people that he is now God, that he brings the rain, he brings the wealth, he brings the peace. So no longer is there a need for God. You must worship him. And that's what we see here with the last Antichrist. We see a figure that wants to be worshipped and is going to be a counterfeit version of a God figure that is going to be pushed on the world by Satan. He's an evil person. What do we know about Satan's characteristics? Satan is evil. If God is good, Satan is evil. There's a contrast there, and there's no middle ground between the two. Satan, therefore, wants to pull as many people away as he can, and that's exactly what Paul was writing about in 2 Thessalonians, when he tells us that first there shall be a great falling away. There's going to be those who may have even called themselves Christians, and they're going to flock to this new Antichrist. They're going to flock to what he teaches. They're going to flock to what he commands. You can't buy or sell. We know about the mark of the beast, and they're going to want those things tattooed on their body. They're going to want to be part of that, whether that mark of the beast be of the mind or whether it be of the hand, the labor that you do. They're not going to be able to buy or sell or trade or do anything without that mark. And we also know that this Antichrist is going to have worldwide power. He's going to be able to convince other nations that he's the one who can bring peace. So there's no doubt that a religion or a religious figure would be the perfect example in Satan's eyes to establish world peace, because they're going to think that he is a godlike figure. You know, we look back in history and we look at people like Hitler, who wanted to dominate the world. I would call Hitler a form of Antichrist. That Hitler rose to power. Hitler convinced the masses. Hitler promised them prosperity. And then he promised that he would be able to take over the world. Of course, we know that great forces, the greater good, won. It just wasn't the right time. But Hitler would be a good example of how someone can rise to power, can become a big leader in their government or whatever it may be able to take over large areas of land and see other countries fall. The world tries to appease him. He promises peace, but he actually brings evil. But of course, he was destroyed in the end. The only difference in Hitler and this Antichrist is there's going to be an Antichrist who comes, being the final Antichrist, who is actually going to be able to convince others that he needs to be the one that's given the power, and he's going to establish himself in Jerusalem. He's going to set his kingdom in Jerusalem to show that he has power. He's going to find these false texts, and he's going to say, I am now God. Because remember, Satan has to have a counterfeit, and the counterfeit to who we know will be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, which is Jesus Christ, the Savior, he will actually have a false Jesus with him. And that may be the great falling away. I'm not sure. This is still prophetic text. But Paul discusses that there will be a falling away. And part of the Islamic prophecy that is given states that this man will teach people, Christians that are out there, they have been worshiping the wrong Jesus this whole time. That Jesus actually lived, that he wasn't the sacrifice, and that his Jesus he brings with him, known as the false prophet, we'll discuss in the next podcast, this is the Jesus you should have been worshiping. Because this false prophet is now going to also worship and push people to worship the Antichrist, the final Antichrist, the false God that's going to be on earth. Now, Daniel 11 tells us a little bit more. The last Antichrist will dominate the world. This is not a great peace bringer or truth teller, as I've already said. And Daniel was very clear about that. Daniel 11 tells us that he will forsake his inherited religion, which makes reference to the 12th Imam, and will find new scriptures to establish himself as God on earth. Daniel also states that the return of the Lord Jesus, the Antichrist will be destroyed. So when we're looking back at scriptural references to who this last Antichrist is, let me give you a little peace and comfort. Paul wrote and he said, don't be troubled. If someone comes and they tell you that you're living in the last days and you've missed the boat, let's just put it that way, you missed Jesus coming to snatch us out of the world, as we've discussed before in the introductory podcast and the last days according to Jesus. You missed it. Oh no, you've missed it. Remember, folks, that Christ takes his church out. This last Antichrist will be one who will steal, because we know there's going to be people converted through the 144,000 and through the two prophets. We know that there's going to be conversion in those who accept Jesus. At the same time, the last Antichrist is going to pursue to destroy them, because for him to be the person he wants to be, he has to be God on earth. He has to make himself a little g, God. He has to have people to worship him, and that's going to be pushed. That's going to be, you know, propagandized by the false prophet. Which brings us to the next segment in the last days. So join us for next week's podcast, where we will be discussing the false prophet, who this mysterious person is that is going to be pushing a new religion in the world, a religion to worship the final Antichrist. Thank you for listening to this episode of Bear His Cross Podcast. You can always go to bearhiscross.com, where you can subscribe to our email newsletter, or find Bear His Cross on your favorite podcast provider. And once you do, please be sure to leave a review so others know what you think about this podcast.